I'd like to begin by looking at the Beis Yosef in Eirach Chaim, Kuf Peis Sif Hei, number 11 on the sheets, top left-hand corner. Kosav HaRekeach. The Beis Yosef quotes a Rekeach, and we'll soon see also a Rabbi Simcha, a fascinating halacha. Kosav HaRekeach, v'simen Shin Lamed Beis. Mechasin Sakin, b'shas Birkas Hamozen. One has to cover the knife when one benches. Birkas Hamozen, Shkeach. Says the Rekeach, why is that? Al Shem Loisonif Alehem Barzel. He's referring to a posuk number 4 on the sheets in Kisavi. Ubonisa Shom Mizbeach Lashem Rekecho Mizbeach Avonim. One must build a Mizbeach for Hashem out of stone. Loisonif Alehem Barzel. But one shouldn't fashion it in any way using Barzel. The famous Rashi there says, because Barzel is an instrument that's used to kill, to shorten life. The Mizbeach is there to be mechaper for people, to lengthen life. Therefore, Barzel is in fact the exact opposite, is antithetical to the whole notion of the Mizbeach. A Makatzer Yomov can't be brought upon a Marich Yomov. But that's the halacha. We see a similar posuk in Pashas Yisri, number 2 on the sheets. Ve'im Mizbeach Avonim Ta'aseli. That word, by the way, Ve'im, as we know, is a very strange word. It's one of the three places in the Torah that the word ve'im is used, even though it doesn't mean and if. Building a mizbeach is not optional, it's mandatory. The whole shaila why the Torah wrote it as a lashon of ve'im, but it did. Ve'im mizbeach, mizbeach avonim ta'aseli, loy sivne alehen gozis. Don't fashion it, don't build it with gozis, with metal, ki kar b'cho hei nafta oleho batachal oleho. By using the cherev, the sword, produced from metal, that's considered a desecration in the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Rekeach was mechadish, that so too, when one benches, one should cover the sakin, as he says, b'mechilta einoi din sheyonef ha-makatzir al ha-marich, v'shulchon k'mizbeach. Our table upon which we eat, so to speak, has the status of the Mizbeach. It's a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. If you look at number 9 on the sheets, at the bottom right hand corner. Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish to Omri Taravayu, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdosh Kayim. When one had a Beis HaMikdosh, Mizbeach Mechapir Al Odom. So the Mizbeach would be the atonement, the vehicle for atonement. But Achshav, now that we don't have a Mizbeach, Shulchanai Shal Adam Mechaper Olav, the table, a person's table, that is, so to speak, his Mizbeach, that will be Mechaper. And therefore, says the Rekeach, if the Shulchan, our Shulchan upon which we eat, is like a Mizbeach, just as a Mizbeach can't have Barzel on it, so too the Shulchan also can't have Barzel. The obvious question is, well, why dafka during benching then? Perhaps you should never have Barzel on a sakin. So the Levush explains, no, it's because when you bench, that's when you're engaged in avodah. So therefore, that's really when the moshel of the Mizbeach comes to the forefront, and therefore, you're benching, you're performing avodah by the Mizbeach, no metal allowed on the Mizbeach. That's the first reason he quotes from the Rekeach. He says, v'chein kosev avudram, v'chein kosev b'shiboli haleket. Then he says, there was another reason. I've heard there's another reason for this. I agree to the custom, but there's a different reason completely. Once somebody was benching, and when he got to the bracha of Bein Yerushalayim, and he recalled the destruction of the temple, because he reminded himself through the bracha of Bein Yerushalayim, he was so distressed, lokach hasakin v'tokoi bebitnoi. He took a knife that was lying around on the table, he stabbed himself in the stomach, v'alkein noagu l'salkoi b'shas habrocha. And therefore, at the time of benching, one should remove the sakin, lest that should happen again. We don't want people to be so distressed that, chas v'shalom, they'll come to do what this person did, as testified by Rib Simcha. Fine.
In this case, every time when we mention destruction, this person will forbid us to have knife. And
see,
we mentioned it during davening every day and so on.
Yeah, but we don't have knives in the middle of davening.
We should feel distressed.
We don't have knives in the middle of davening. Table, bein yishlaim, you'll have a sacking on the table. Cover up the sacking.
Okay,
cover up the sacking. Oh, so 1 second. So the achrenim all say that 1 second. We seem to have, therefore, two differing reasons behind this minik. According to the Rekeach, the reason is because the Shulchan is like the Mizbeach. We don't have Barazel on the Mizbeach. According to Rabbeinu Simcha, it's nothing to do with it. It was just because of this Maisa Shehoya, we don't want this Chashash to ever happen again. Well, there is a number of differences between the two. Firstly, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham there in Kuf Pei says the obvious difference is what happens if you have a sakin, which is not Barazel. Like you said, a plastic knife or some other instrument. According to the Rekeach, there can't be an Issa. Because the whole Issa is the fact that it's Barazel, like the Torah says, Lo sonif aleihem Barazel. Whereas according to Rabbi Simcha, it's not the Barazel aspect that is the main element of this minig, but rather it's the fact that it's a dangerous weapon. Therefore, if it's something that could do damage, if it's dangerous enough it could kill, then it would be Issa, according to Rabbi Simcha, but not according to Magen Avraham. So too, the other way around. What happens if you'd have an item on the table which is not dangerous, but is made from Barazel? So according to the Rekeach, it might well be Asa, because again, you don't have Barazel on the Mizbeach, whereas according to Rabbi Simcha, there's nothing to worry about. If it's not dangerous, it can't be used to kill somebody with, there's nothing to worry about. Others say, Bichlal, which moment do you actually have to remove the sakin? If you go with the Rekeach, then if it's true the whole of Birchas Hamazon is considered the Avodah, don't have it during the Avodah. Whereas according to Rabbi Simcha, it's during Bnei Yerushalayim. That's when we're most concerned. Once you finish Bnei Yerushalayim, then the Chashash is all over.
No, before we don't need. After that, maybe he'll distress in another 2 days. So, but before we...
But still distressed. But certainly at the time of the bracha, according to the Levush, there's no mokum l'chalik. There's no mokum l'chalik. It's the avoda of benching during which you can't have a knife on the table. Fine. Those are the two reasons, various nafkaminas between them. Now, the Beis Yosef concludes with a halacha, and he doesn't explain. Let's have a look again, number 11 on the sheets. The Noyagim, says the Beis Yosef, this is on the third last line, or the second last wide line of that paragraph, number 11. The Noyagim, the Shabbosos, the Yomim Tovim. This is on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shaloi Lechasis HaSakin. Then we do not cover the Sakin. By the way, this is not Halacha L'Maisa Shri, as we know, but the Orach HaShulchan, the Shulchan Orach Paskin, this Halacha. Shulchan Orach, if you look at number 12 on the sheets, Noyagim Lechasis HaSakin B'Shas Birkas HaMozin. The Orach HaShulchan already is made that it doesn't seem to be the widespread minik. The custom apparently is that people are not mechasa the sakin, but if you want to, you should know it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch.
All sakin or only all knives or only the one on the falas, for example? Only metal.
No, so according to Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham says a metal knife will be the difference between the two. If it's metal and if it's a knife, then it's osel holiday, so at least the minig is to cover it. If it's a knife, but it's not metal, says the Magen Avraham, that's Toilon.
So that means why is it Dafka on Brooklyn Zone? You've got a knife on the table.
So the Levush said you're right, because when you bench, that's the avoid, that's the main avoid. Whereas eating.
If the shulchan's a mizbeach.
You're right. You said, I can't consider a mizbeach the whole time, otherwise you can never eat with a knife. So it'll be during benching, the benching is considered the avoid.
So then
100% right. According to that reason, anything metal is awesome. Even if it's not a knife. Whereas according to Rabbi Simcha, it's only if it's dangerous.
So then if you have, say, 10 people sitting around the Shabbos table, sitting around the table, not Shabbos, you're not on Shabbos, but 10 people on the, every, all 10 people have to cover a knife that's sitting by their place.
Nobody should have a metal item on the table during benching.
Covering means it goes with the first opinion.
Cover you, now you'll find your knife.
It automatically goes with the first opinion. It goes with the second opinion of the guy who killed it. Otherwise, you shouldn't have it
in the table. Good point. Al kedei kach, they were not mechayev in the minig. You're right, it's a good point. Daniel is being moirer that if the nakuda is that we're worried that the guy is going to kill himself, fine, so you cover up, you can't see it. But if the reason is because you mustn't have Barazel on the Shulchan, in order to help to cover up, you should have to take it off. Good nakuda. The Maisa, that's not the nusach of the minig. The Beis Yosef said, the minig is mechassin sakin. So you have to say the whole thing is obviously not a halacha, it's not a mizbeach, it's ka mizbeach, it's not an avoidah, it's ka avoidah, so...
Cover is not enough. You're looking for something. So
you know, I told you, that reminds me of the... Rekumpel told me. You know, there was a rov. But he managed to find, in every case, he managed to find a psakula. You know, somebody says, you know, is this an esrog? Yeah, whatever, there's some opinions that hold this is an esrog, it's good enough. Yeah, but I thought, there's some opinions that it's an esrog. Crazy, come, Rabbi, what about my sukkah, you know, 1.5 wall? Yeah, there's epis an opinion that holds that's also a sukkah, that's good enough. Yeah, everything he managed to find. So Acham Neve Esrim came upstairs to Shomayim. He's waiting in his queue. Sees the guy in front of him, 10-story palace. The next guy, huge mansion. Says, where am I going? Yeah, that shack broken down at the end over there. He says, well, what did I do wrong? He said, nothing, they told him, but according to some opinions, that's Gan Eden. I call upon his open. See, right, this is not a real Mizbeach, not a real Aveda. The minig is Mechassid. Okay. Says the Beis Yosef, V'noyagin b'shabosis v'yomim toivim shaloi l'chassis asak. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, however, the minig was never said. Then we the custom is not to cover the sakim. And he doesn't explain, but he gives us a hint. He says, Ulafi tam Rabbi Simcha, according to Rabbi Simcha's reason, that we're worried that a guy will be so distressed and want to kill himself, ein l'chalek bein Shabbos l'chol. There's no reason to differentiate between Shabbos and Chol, because at the end of the day, you can always be distressed through Bein Yerushalayim. Or mikol makom, he says, min hogam shel Yisrael toirahi. A minig is toir. So the Beis Yosef has clearly indicated that according to Rabbi Simcha, that we're worried about being so distressed through mentioning Bein Yerushalayim, there's no difference. Shabbos, Yom Tov, what difference is it when you say it? But for some reason, with regard to the other reason of the Rekeach, that the whole reason you cover the sakin is because we don't have metal on the Mizbeach, it sounds like from the Beis Yosef, oh, then we do understand the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Taz says, quite frankly, I would say the exact opposite. What's it going to do with Shabbos, Yom Tov? There's an Issa to put metal on Mizbeach, period. Well, what's the difference which day of the week it is? The Taz says, if you would have asked me, I would have said the exact opposite. The whole reason is you're going to get so distressed. Afshom Shabbos here, so besimcha, you won't be so distressed. Maybe that's why on Shabbos you don't cover the sakin. And the Beis Yosef says the exact opposite. According to Rabbi Simcha, Shabbos, Yom Tov, weekday, it's all the same. But according to the Rekeach that we're dealing with, the metal on the Mizbeach, then I understand the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's the difference? Says the Magen Avraham, very poshut. Number 13 on the sheets. If you look firstly, number 12 on the sheets, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mufurish. Noyagin lachasos, this is kuf pei sif hei. Noyagin lachasos hasakin b'shas birkas hamozein. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'noagu shaloi lachasosai b'shabbos v'yom tov. The custom is not to cover the sakin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Magen Avraham, why is that? Tehatam mishum sheshulchan doim lemizbeach. The whole reason why we're covering the sakin in the first place is because our table is like the mizbeach. You don't build a mizbeach with metal, don't have metal on your table. Says the Magen Avraham, ubeshabbos ein boinin mizbeach. Velekeremez lemizbeach. Says the Magen Avraham, it's very poshut. The whole reason why we don't have the sakin on the table is as a zecha, as a reminder of the halacha that you don't build the mizbeach with a sakin of barzel. So too don't have a metal barzel, metal sakin on your table. But on Shabbos we don't build a mizbeach anyway. We know it's an issa d'oraisa. We're going to see in the upcoming sedras, we learn from sukkim, however important the mitzvah of building the mishkan is, but it's not deicha Shabbos. You don't build a Mizbeach on Shabbos. And if you don't build a Mizbeach on Shabbos, it's not necessary to have a reminder on Shabbos that we mustn't have metal on the Mizbeach.
But you don't build a Mizbeach every day.
Yeah, but you can. Every day is a day where you're allowed to build a Mizbeach. Therefore, every day I need a reminder that today, had the Mizbeach been around, or had today been the day we were building the Beis HaMikdash, I would not be allowed to do it with metal. On Shabbos, I don't need the reminder.
So, we talk about Mizbeach, where is Bachapah? For anyone's sins, not building the mizbeach. It was the use of the mizbeach.
Oh, good point. Good point. The lashon of the pasuk is loy sonif aleha ve'imizbeach havonim tasali the Gemara, the Pasuk only talks about fashioning the Mizbeach. So it's mash ein chametz, just to leave a piece of bars on the Mizbeach is no issa.
Oh, okay.
It's to fashion, to design, to build the Mizbeach with Barzal. That's the problem, says among the Ron Fine. But we don't build on Shabbos. If we don't build on Shabbos, it follows. Okay. We don't therefore need a reminder on Shabbos.
So fine. The Shulchan is not a Mizbeach on Shabbos?
No, it absolutely is. It's a Mizbeach on Shabbos, but I don't need a reminder today that I mustn't build it with metal. I don't build Mizbeach on Shabbos anyway. It's a Mizbeach, okay? It's a Mizbeach. Mizbeach is every day. But the reminder, the zecher to this halacha that I mustn't build with metal, I don't need that on Shabbos, because you don't build a Mizbeach on Shabbos anyway. If that's the case, my Rav Raboisai, then the Morgan Avraham gives birth to the obvious question, which the Meshech Chachma asks, the Torah Tamima asks. There's another time that we don't build a Mizbeach. At night. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Number three on the sheet, it's a pasuk in Bahaloischa ubeyoim hokim es hamishkan. On the day that you erect the Mishkan, etc., etc., says the Gemara in Shavuos, number eight on the sheet, Tesov on base, ein binyan beis hamikdash balayla. We don't build the beis hamikdash at night. The Omer Abaya, minayin. How do you know she'ein binyan beis hamikdash balayla? Shenemar ubeyoim hokim oisei hamishkan. You see from the pasuk. B'yoyim makimoi, b'layla ein makimoi. There's a halacha, we do not build a Beis HaMikdash at night.
Not a clear lashon of Isur, this. It's not to say that it's also to build it at night, to say that they didn't do it.
No, but you learn from the mission, ein, you mustn't. Tak, we don't. There's a shaila, if you would it be a Beis HaMikdash possible? For example, you build on Shabbos also. You have to know, is it psul in the hefts of the Beis HaMikdash? Is it nivne be'isse? Is it mitzvah ba'avera?
Or have you had an isur about building it at night?
Maybe there's no issa, but lemaisa is not a zman of binyan. Ephim is not issa, it's not a zman of binyan. In which case, the Torah Tumima and the Meshech Chochma ask, if on Shabbos we're allowed to have a sakin on the table, because Shabbos is not a zman of binyan, and we don't therefore need a reminder about building the Mizbeach with metal, then so too at night. The Shulchan Aruch should have told us, the Beis Yosef should have told us that on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and at night, we don't need a reminder about building Mizbeach with metal, because you don't build a Mizbeach at night.
If you define what built means, maybe Shulchan Aruch after everything right, because one thing built, another thing prepares something for Mizbeach when it was built. So forth. On Shabbos we cannot do anything during the night. I don't believe it will be forbidden for us to build something which Mizbeach need.
Okay. I have to look for riots. I hear what you're saying. I have to look for a proof. I hear what you're saying.
It's like woman built also.
Oh, we're getting that.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. That'll be the answer.
Something, they're not building it, but okay. They're preparing.
We'll get to that. Right. I'll call upon, that's the kasha of the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma, by the way, gives a brilliant answer, which we're going to get to soon. But that's the kasha of the Torah Tumima and the Meshech Chochma. What happened at night? At night we don't build the Mishkan. If we don't build the Mishkan, I don't need a reminder. And just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov we don't build, and therefore I don't have a reminder, well, so too on every Laila. It's also not a Zman of Binyan, so I shouldn't need a reminder. Why is the minig only that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you don't cover the Sakin, but for some reason there's no mention about this Heter at nights? So in order to answer this kasha, we turn our attention to a Gemara in Sukkah. I don't want to go now through the entire Gemara, but it's a very famous sugya about the Korban Omer. We know in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Issa Chodosh, which lasted until the Zman that you were Makriv the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. Nowadays we don't have the Korban, therefore according to most opinions, so too the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only a Drabonon, we don't have the Korban. But that's the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, the Gemara discusses, what about nowadays? Nowadays we don't have a Korban. So up to which point should the Tvua Chadosha, the Chadosh, should it be Asa to eat? That's the question. In times of the Beis HaMikdash, you can't say until when, it's whenever they brought the Korban. If they brought the Korban 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:01 you could eat the Chadosh. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then not till 4 o'clock. But now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash.
Did you have any time beyond the 16th of December?
It was always brought then. If it wasn't brought then, that's a whole sugya in itself. And then, Menachas, what you do. Fine. Now the Gemara is talking about, but we don't have a Korban nowadays. So the Gemara is trying to work out various chashashas. What would be essentially, we should really allow everybody to eat chadash first thing in the morning. There's no carbon. So what should you do? The Torah says tezayin with the carbon. There's no carbon, so first thing in the morning. So the Gemara famously says it. The Mishnah already, we don't want to allow people to do that. Because the Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. And people will say, hey, I remember that last year, 8:30 in the morning, I was ready tiparayin in my chadash breakfast. And they won't know that, no, things have changed this year, because this year you have a Beis HaMikdash. And there's a carbon, and you've got to wait to the carbon. So they therefore said, finished. Tes Zayin is out. No chodosh on the second day of the Omer. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara therefore goes into a whole discussion of when exactly would the Beis HaMikdash have to be built in order for these various chashashas to arise. We won't get involved, but one line is crucial to us. The Gemara there says, what happens if the Beis HaMikdash will be built at night? The Ivni Balayla. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built at night, it will be a last minute thing, and people wouldn't realize, and you'd really have to bring the Korban Omer. Rashi, Tosfos, everybody asks, what do you mean be built at night? You don't build a Beis HaMikdash at night. So why is the Gemara concerning itself with a chashash that maybe Mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach will come, and suddenly in the dead of night, the whole Beis HaMikdash will be built? You don't build a Beis HaMikdash at night.
Maybe it won't be built.
Oh, so Rashi says, a very famous teretz there, even though the Balayla ain't a Nivna, the Kamel on the Shvus, the Ain Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Balayla, number 7 on the sheets, Hani Mili Binyan Habonui Bidei Odom. That's only a humanly built Beis HaMikdash. Abo Mikdash Ha'osid She'onu Mitzapin, but the Mikdash Ha'osid, which we're waiting for, Bonui Umeshuchlol Hu. It's all there. It's ready. It's waiting. It's fashioned up in Shemayim. Yigale v'yovim in Hashemayim shenema mikdash Hashem koinu yodecha. Rashi says, therefore, for the Beis HaMikdash just to drop from heaven, that can happen any time. The issa involved is ein boinin, not to build the Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash we're not going to build. It's just going to descend from heaven. That can even happen at night as well. That's what it says in Rashi.
How's helping? It seems person, people got upset, people remember what's happened, not what would happen.
Okay.
Sometimes it will be, focus, will do something. People knew that we built this, they got upset, or they killed them for whatever.
No, hang on, we're not talking about Brix Mosin yet. You're right, you were talking about Chodosh. Yeah. With regard to Chodosh, how can it be that the Gemara's got a chashash that the Beis HaMikdash will be built at night? Says Rashi, it can be built at night, not by us, it'll descend from heaven. Right? Says the Oruch L'Neir in Sukkah. I have a different teretz. Maybe once we can really give a whole shir about this subject, there's a big discussion, la halacha, what this means. Does it really mean that the third Beis HaMikdash, there's no halacha of a binyan at all? We'll literally just descend from heaven, there'll be nothing for us to do? There's a whole discussion. That's the way Rashi seems to be saying. Comes along the Oruch L'Neir, and the Oruch L'Neir says, no, I have a brand new teretz. It's true the Mishkan can't be built at night, but the Kalim of the Mishkan can be. There's a differentiation to be made. And he says it's clear the differentiation in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk was never talking about the Kalim. Ubeyoim hokim es ha-Mishkan. It says on the day that you erect the Mishkan, it doesn't talk about fashioning the Kalim or building the Kalim. That can be done at night. Let's have a look, number 14 on the sheets. Orch ha-Ner sukkah mem aleph amud aleph. Yesh liyashiv kushyas Rashi. One can attempt to answer the kash of Rashi. Mibinyan beis hamikdash balayla. The whole ain binyan beis hamikdash balayla. The whole halacha that we don't build a beis hamikdash at night. Yalfinon b'shvuas mibayoyim hakim es hamishkan v'hinei ze pshita. Oruch HaNeir is so convinced about this. He says it's poshut. The clay hamishkan, the different items, the kelim in the mishkan. Einon bichlal mishkan stam.
That's probably the most legacy when spoke out the Ramban, right?
Oh, psh, you got a good memory. 1 second. The habachal mokem nemar bekosov es hamishkan ve es kol kelov. In other words, Oruch HaNeir is coming to say, don't tell me that, well, when it says b'yoyim hakim es hamishkan, mishkan is the general term for the mishkan and the kelim. It's not true. You see in Pashas Truma, countless times, it talks about Es HaMishkan V'Es HaKelim. It's clearly two separate entities. Well, it's two separate mitzvahs that we'll get to in a second. Says the Oruch HaNeir, therefore, if in the Torah says, don't erect the Mishkan at night. It's referring to the Mishkan. It's not talking about the Kelim. V'hashta klei ha-Mishkan, the Kelim of the Mishkan, l'chayra mutala seysan balayla, those you can build at night. V'imkein gam mizbeach shehu b'chlal Kelim. So to the Mizbeach is one of the Kelim of the Mikdash. That, says the Aruch HaNeh, is what the Gemara means in Sukkah. Do you know what it means that perhaps the Beis HaMikdash will be built at night? It doesn't mean the Mikdash itself. Rashi says it does, because it will descend from heaven. The Aruch HaNeh says, no, it doesn't mean the Mikdash will be built at night. It means the Mizbeach will be built at night. That can be. And one says Mizbeach, you can makir the Karbonim, and that's why you get involved in all different chashashas. Fine? So here we have a tremendous chiddush of the Aruch HaNeh, who is telling us that there's a chilik to be made between the Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mishkan. The Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mishkan. Even though the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash can't be built at night, but the Kelim can be built at night, no problem.
Why do you assume that the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, is part of the, like, the Mishkan itself is a structure. Maybe the Mizbeach is a Kelim.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what Aruch HaNeh says. The Aruch HaNeh says, "Im kein gam mizbeach shehu b'chlal kelim." The mizbeach is not part of the building; it's part of the kelim. If you're allowed to build kelim at night, you can build a mizbeach at night. No problem at all. So it seems to be that we have an enormous machloikas now between the gedolei achrenim, when there is a halacha that says that you can't build the mishkan on the Beis HaMikdash at night. Does that refer only to the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan itself, or the Kelim as well? The Meshech Chochma and the Torah Tamimah, who are bothered by our knife, which we're going to get back to, clearly assumed that you can't build the Mikdash at night, you can't build the Kelim at night, therefore they were very troubled. They were very troubled that so too at night, which is not the Zman of the Binyan, I mean, it's there, you shouldn't have to cover the second.
Have one question. Let's assume that they rebuilt Mizbeach and not one single Kelim.
Mikdash without the Kelim?
Not this Mikdash, but Mizbeach. I will come to Mizbeach in a sec. I have Mizbeach, no Kelim whatsoever. What I have Mizbeach or not?
Oh, so you're asking me.
Because right now, without Mizbeach, Mishkan, it is not Mizbeach.
One thing. So he quotes, and so I wasn't going to.
It is not Kelim.
Okay. You're asking a good point. I wasn't going to mention it. But if you look in the Aruch HaNeh, discusses as a whole sugya, what do you need to be able to be makriv karbonos? You've got a Mizbeach. So you say, right, I've got a Mizbeach, let's get going. Or do you say, no. A Mizbeach is only a functioning Mizbeach if you've got a menorah, a shulchan, at least a mishkan. Well, if some build a Mizbeach and put it in a field, that's got a shame Mizbeach. That's the Aruch HaNeh mentions in the Hemshech, and he brings quotes in the Gemara. Rabbi Zakkai, Rabbi Shua, Deloi bo inon binyan mechitzas lahakrova. You don't need the walls of the Mishkan in order to be able to makriv on the Mizbeach. A tremendous chiddush. He addresses this point specifically. Okay, but according to the Yesod, the chiddush of the Aruch HaNeh, so we have a poshta teretz now to Meshech Chochmas Kasha. Must you or must you not cover the knife at night? So we said, the Meshech Chochma asked, I don't understand. If Shabbos and Yom Tov is not the time of building, and therefore you're allowed to have the sakin there, well, so too night is also not a zman of building. You don't build a Mishkan at night. So let's have the sakin there. According to Aruch HaNeh, we understand very nicely. It's true at night you don't build the Mikdash and the Mishkan, but the Kelim you do. The Kelim you do. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, then there's obviously no mokum lachalik between the Mikdash and the Kelim. You don't build the Mishkan, don't build the Kelim, don't build anything on Shabbos. Then we understand the Beis Yosef. If you don't build anything on Shabbos, then on Shabbos you needn't cover the knife, because not a zman of binyan. Masha'ein keina laila, according to Aruch HaNeh, there's a very clear differentiation to be made between the Beis HaMikdash itself and the Kelim. Therefore, we clearly see the chilek, we understand now the Beis Yosef. It's true that when it comes to the binyan of the Mikdash, on Shabbos itself, Kelim, Mikdash, it's all the same. You can't build any of them, therefore I don't need the zecha, therefore the knife can be on the table. Masha'en kein at laila, it's true you don't build the Mishkan, but you can build the Kelim according to the Aruch HaNeh. because the whole Issa b'yoyim hokim es ha-mishkan was only referring to the Mishkan, not the Kelim, so it comes to night. Is this now a zman of binyan ha-mizbeach? Kunst Oroch Haner, yes, it is. It's true, it's not a zman of binyan ha-mikdosh, but it's a zman of binyan ha-kelim, and therefore I need at night to have a reminder not to build a mizbeach with barzel.
Rashi, when he says it's going to come down from Shemayim already, is that only referring to the Mishkan, or is that, or the Kelim included?
Okay,
and the
good Shaila, whole discussion. It's a whole discussion. As I mentioned before, this Rashi is not just a Rashi, by the way, it's a Tosis in a couple of places. What does that mean? The Mikdosh, based on Mikdosh, will come down from Shemayim. Does it mean there's nothing for us to do? What will Mashiach have to do? Against the Shaila. Okay. So we have now a teretz to the Meshech Chochmas Kasha. And with this, we get to the Rambam that Remichael mentioned before. This is a Rambam that we've spoken about in the past. The Rambam is a Rambam, like many, where initial reading is a Pella Otsum. Mamish, one line, a steerer to the next line. This is a Rambam number 10 on the sheets, Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Aloch Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Ein Boinin Es HaMikdosh Balaylo. Okay, we know this halacha by now. We don't build the Mikdosh at night, Shenemo B'yoyim Hokim Es HaMishkon, B'yoyim Makimin Loi Balaylo. Fine. Says the Rambam. So when do you build it? For oiskin bebinyan mi'aloi sashacha at seisakuchovim, from morning till night, but not during the night. V'hakoil chayovin livnois, and everybody is chayev to build ulasaid and to assist ba'atzmon ubemoinom, using their own physical selves or their money. Anoshim, v'noshim, men and women alike, kemikdosh hamidbar, just like the Mishkan and the Midbar. The Rambam tells us two halachas over here, which are absolutely contradictory. The Rambam says you don't build the Mishkan at night. You learn it from a posuk. In the next line he says, and everybody is chayev to build, men and women. But we all know that a time-governed mitzvah, women don't,
see, maybe it's
don't have a mitzvah. A mitzvah saseh she'azman gromo, a time-governed mitzvah, women do not have the mitzvah. They don't blow shofar, they're not mechuyev on shofar, they're not mechuyev on sukkah. Because it's time governed. So how can the Rambam in one line say that there's a specific time where you build a Beis HaMikdosh, i.e. a day only, and in the next line say that women are mechuyev in this mitzvah, but it's time governed?
Every day, maybe a day they're not called time governed.
It is, like for example, tzitzis.
Right.
Tzitzis is only by the day, we don't have tzitzis at night or isim. Women are potter.
Yep, women could do it passively. I mean, like, it's either yourself physically or with money, so there's nothing to prevent.
Nobis kol chayav in livnois. Everybody's chayav to build. So we once discussed, that's not our inyan today, the Rambam elsewhere describes that binyan beis hamikdash is one of the few mitzvahs that's not a mitzvah on any individual. It's a mitzvah which is mutl on the tzibur. No person individually can say that I am mechuyev to build a beis hamikdash. It's a collective mitzvah, therefore maybe on such a mitzvah there is no p'tur zman groma. We want to discuss that on another occasion with regard to mechias hamolek as well. Some opinion holds that women are mechiv in that mitzvah, even though it's also zman groma because only certain times you go to battle. It's also, it's a national collective mitzvah, etc, etc. I'll call upon him, but according to Oroch Laneir, maybe we now have a new teretz. Because according to Oroch Laneir, it's true that you don't build the Meis HaMikdosh Balaylo. But Kelim, you can build Balaylo. Therefore, this mitzvah in its entirety is not a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Because at least part of it can be performed the whole time. And now this is where your Rambam comes to play. Oh! So we discussed 3 or 4 years ago, I don't remember anymore when it was, a huge machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. The building of the Mishkan and the building of the Kelim, is that one mitzvah or a number of separate mitzvahs? The Rambam's opinion is that it's one big mitzvah. The mitzvah of Osu Limikdosh says, build the Mikdosh, build the Kelim, it's all included.
And it's part of it you can do it not, and part of it you can only do it.
Oh, one second. Right. Whereas the Ramban holds, and no, it's all separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah called Bilnyan of the Mikdosh, another mitzvah building the Kelim. According to the Rambam himself, that it's one general mitzvah, so it makes very good sense. If at least part of it, namely the Kelim, can be built at night as well, then this mitzvah generally is not a mitzvah seshas man groma. According to the Ramban, you're 100% right. The Kelim can be built at night. But what's that got to do with the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdosh? The mitzvah Beis HaMikdosh, which is an independent mitzvah, cannot be done at night. That's man groma. But according to the Rambam himself, It's not true. It's one mitzvah, part of which can be done around the clock. Now, don't ask me. So one second. If the mikdosh and the kelim is all one mitzvah, then how do we differentiate between the mikdosh only at day and the kelim at night? That the Aruch Hanan says is a pasuk. 100% right. The Aruch Hanan is medayken from a pasuk. The Aruch Hanan says, I know full well. It doesn't address the Rambam. It might well be one mitzvah, but the Torah says, ubayayim hakim es hamishkan. Even though in all other places it talks about Mishkan v'kelov, Mishkan v'kelov, here it says Mishkan only. Therefore it's not at all schwer to say that yes, it's one big mitzvah, but part of it, the kelim, can be built even at night. The mikdash itself cannot be built at night. Fine. So if that's the case, we now have a teretz to the Rambam as well. We have to finish off now with an unbelievable Meshech Chochma and an even more unbelievable Ponim Yofes. The Meshech Chochma was the one who was troubled by this question in the first place. The Meshech Chochma is the one who asked, and by the way, anybody who is familiar with Meshech Chochma knows that he writes like a Rishon, even though he lived, that's 100 years ago. But he writes, B'Ktzara Mamish, this whole shtickl Torah that we're about to discuss now, he says in two lines. The Meshech Chochma was the one who asked, on the Beis Yosef, why are you allowed to have a knife on the table, B'Laila? Laila is not a time that you build a Beis HaMikdash. That was his kasha. So it's clear from the Meshech Chochma's kasha that he holds there's no differentiation to be made between the Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim. According to the Meshech Chochma, it's all the same. You don't build the Mishkan at night, you don't build the Kelim at night, it's all the same. It's all the same. And that's why he was troubled. That's why he was troubled, because Laila is not a Zman of Binyan HaMikdash, it's not a Zman of Binyan HaKelim. So he was very troubled. If it's not a Zman of Binyan HaKelim, then at night you don't need this reminder. Have the knife there. What does the Meshech Chochma answer in one line? He says, a goinus. We started off today, Shemoyrei v'raboisai, by saying, a shulchan is doimet to a mizbeach. A shulchan is doimet to a mizbeach. Which mizbeach? We know there was a mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a mizbeach called a boma. A boma, what's a boma? A boma is an own private mizbeach. Now we're not going to Hilchas Bomis today, but there were various periods in the history of Klal Yisrael where you're allowed to have your own private mizbeach in your back garden. It didn't obviously have the same status as a mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, but it certainly had some halachas of a mizbeach. You can be makriv karbonos on them. There's even a shaila, maybe we'll discuss it once, even bizman hazeh. Who says you can't have karbonos bizman hazeh? Huge shaila in the poskim. Who says you can't have karbonos bizman hazeh? Big shaila. I'll call upon him. There were certainly various tkufas in the history of Klal Yisrael where you could have a boma in your house. Says the Meshech Chochma, what does it mean our table is like a mizbeach? It means it's like the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. No! Our table is like a boma. Our private table is like a private mizbeach. A boma you can build at night. It's true that you can't build a Beis HaMikdash at night. And it's true you can't build the kelim of the mikdash at night, but your own private boma that you can build at night. That's the way the Meshech Chochma answers his own question. What was the Beis Yosef telling us? That you have to cover the sakin always, even at nights. Why even at nights? Zman Laila is not a zman of binyan hamizbeach. Says the Meshech Chochma, it's not a zman of binyan hamizbeach in the mikdash, but it's the time that you build your boma that you can do. And therefore, this Issa still applies. This is a Mizbeach, or at least comparable to a Mizbeach, that can be built at night. Therefore, I do need a reminder, even at night, not to build a Mizbeach with metal, because at night is the time that you are allowed to build such a Mizbeach. It's true, not a Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, but certainly Mizbeach in the Boma. Look at number 17, you'll see he says all of that in two lines. Ulchein osa lahovi sakin al shulchan de mechaper kemizbeach shel boma, de binyan boma kosha belaila vegam belaila mechasin oisei. Fine. So we leave the last line now to the ponim yofes. Because there's a Meshech Chochma in Pashas Vayetze. A brilliant Meshech Chochma. But when you see the Meshech Chochma, kipshutei, you'll see there's a very obvious question. Look at the first Maromokim on the entire sheet. Vayashkim Yaakov Avoike, Yaakov has his dream, gets up early in the morning, Vayikach Eso Eben Asher Sombera Asher Yisov, Vayosim Oysa Matzeva, Vayitzek Shemen Aroisha, we know he built the Matzeva, he built him his Mizbeach. The Meshech Chochma, there in Pashas Vayitzek, he says, why did he build it only in the Boike? He had the Chalom Balailo. So why did he wait till the morning to build the Mizbeach? Says the Meshech Chochma, I know why, because you don't build a Mizbeach Balailo. You don't build a Mizbeach Balailo, therefore you have to wait till the morning.
He's like a cloud. He's like a cloud
Israel. Oh, so 1 second. So, that's obvious that the Meshech Chochma is Leshitosai. The Meshech Chochma is clearly going Leshitosai. That not only is there an Issa to be born in the Beis HaMikdash at Laila, there's also you don't build a Mizbeach Balaila as well. According to Aruch Laner, you can't say that pshat in the Pasuk. You're allowed to build a Mizbeach at night. The Meshech Chochma is going Leshitosai, that what? That you're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash, so too not the Kalim either. Therefore Yaakov had to wait till the morning. Fine. But what did I have Shver? The Meshech Chochma himself said that it's true you mustn't build the Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach Balayla, but your own private Mizbeach, that you can build Balayla.
He's Yaakov, you know.
Therefore, initially I had Shver. How can the Meshech Chochma say that the reason why Yaakov had to wait till the morning is because you don't build a Mizbeach Balayla? That's only Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, but not your own private Mizbeach that you can build Balayla. Ad Shemotzasi. In the Ponim Yofas, Ponim Yofas says the same as the Meshech Chochma, but he adds one line. He adds a Goinus. He says, what did Yaakov say when he woke up? Says Ein ze ki im beis Elokim v'ze shar hashamayim. This is the Mokim HaMikdash, and therefore the Mizbeach I'm building has the status of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash itself. That's why it couldn't be built balayla. That's pshat in the Meshech Chochma. It's true a private bomber can be built balayla, no problem at all. But that's exactly what Yaakov was saying. Vayiro Yaakov, Vayoyma, Ein Zeki, and Beis Elokim. This is the Mokam HaMikdash itself. Shar HaShemayim. Therefore, when Yaakov went to erect a Mizbeach, he was erecting a Mizbeach Shem Beis HaMikdash. That can't be built by Laila, in the opinion of the Meshech Chochma. Therefore, the Meshech Chochma is half level fella. That's why Vayashkem Yaakov HaBoiker. He had to wait till the morning. So, let's sum up everything we said today. We started off with the Beis Yosef. We said two reasons behind this custom that we don't have a knife on the table. We cover the knife at least during benching. Either because the Shulchan is like the Mizbeach, we don't build a Mizbeach. The Sakin Shal Barazel, we don't want to have Barazel over here during benching. Rabbi Simcha's reason was a different reason completely. He said because of the story, a guy got so distressed, he killed himself, we don't want it to happen again. Various nafkaminas. The Beis Yosef said, as quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's nothing to be worried about. And as the Mogen Avraham explained, because Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't build a Beis HaMikdash. Well, if you don't build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yom Tov, I don't need to have a reminder that I mustn't build a Mizbeach with Barazel, because it's not a Zman of Binyan. The Kasha of the Meshech Chochma and the Teretz to me was, excuse me, what about at Laila? Laila is also not a Zman of Binyan. Ein Bainin Beis HaMikdash Balayla. We saw it's a Gemara, learned from Pasuk, it's a Rambam, Belishim Chaylik. Therefore, why did nobody tell us that at night you're allowed to have the Sakina, just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So we suggested the answer is according to the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner says that even though you don't build the Mishkan Balayla, and you don't build the Beis HaMikdash Balayla, but the Kalim you can. The Kalim you can build Balayla, and that's therefore the difference between Laila and Shabbos. Shabbos you don't build anything. Not because of Hilchos based on Mikdosh, because of Hilchos Shabbos. You don't build a Mikdosh, don't build a Kalim, nothing. You can have the sack in there, no problem. At Laila, even though you don't build a base on Mikdosh, but you can build a Kalim. And we said that could therefore be Pshat in the Rambam, that's why it's not called Zman Gromo. Because even though part of the mitzvah can only be done some of the time, but the mitzvah, its entirety, certainly has aspects which can be performed even at night, namely the Kalim. We said that's all very good according to the Aruch Laner. What about the Meshech Chochma himself? The Meshech Chochma himself clearly holds that you cannot be boina a Mizbeach either balayla. Not just you can't be boina the Mikdash, you can't be boina the Mizbeach. That was his whole kasha. Laila's not a Zman of Binyan. We said the Meshech Chochma himself answers that no, it's true you can't be boina a Mizbeach, it's only Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. A bomber, your own private mizbeach, you could bring it at Laila, no problem. That's why we don't have the sakin there at Laila. So it turns out we now have two reasons to differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Laila. Either at Laila you mustn't have the sakin there because Laila is a zman of binyan hamizbeach, or according to the Meshech Chochma, no, it isn't. But of binyan habama, that it is. And the last thing we said was the Meshech Chochma goes l'shitase in Pashas Vayetze. He says that's why Yaakov Avinu had to wait till the morning to build his mizbeach, because you don't build a base of Migdosh or the kelim balayla. We said, but why is this not a bomber? Until we saw the haflah in Ponim Yafos, who says that's what Yaakov was saying when he said ein zeh kiim beis elokim v'zeh sharav shamayim. This has the status of a mizbeach shebamigdosh. A mizbeach shebamigdosh, that taka can't be built at night, according to the Meshech Chochma, also according to the Ponim Yafos, and that's why Yaakov had to wait till the morning until eventually he could build the mizbeach.